It's time for our Majestic movie review with Eddie from Jordan and Eddie's Movie Blog. How are you this morning, mates?
Good, thanks, Andrew. Thanks for having me on.
A pleasure as always. Today we're going to be talking about His House. Let's have a listen to the trailer.
Congratulations. You're being released as asylum seekers. Not as citizens, not yet. You will be sent to a home of our choosing. You must not move from this address.
We are good people.
Whether or not you're good people, it's not me that needs convincing.
It's a palace.
This entire house is just for us.
It's going to be nice. You're going to be happy.
As long as you can get along, fit in.
Tell you what, that is one of the creepiest trailers I've ever watched in a long time. The film is His House. It's out on Netflix at the moment. Eddie, I'm going to ask you how it went. I'm also going to mark you on how you go with the actors' names.
Yeah, look, I'm fearful of this marking because it's going to be tough on this one, mate. But look, His House is a film that premiered earlier in the year when things were still a little bit more normal. It's the debut film from director Remy Weeks, a British filmmaker there, and he's got a film that was bought by Netflix. They saw the hype and thought, you know what, let's throw some of our good money as they do at things and bought His House. And as you said, the trailer and all the marketing really showcases horror aspects of this film, but it's probably, to me, more of almost a social commentary rather than a pure horror, and works, in my mind, also probably a little bit better as a drama than a horror. But look, a really interesting mix of genres, and you can see why many critics have really jumped on board this one, and I'm sure many audience members have too.
The stories of a refugee couple making a harrowing escape from South Sudan, and they struggle to adjust to new life in England. Now, it sounds like it could be a fairly garden variety, almost a documentary, but it takes a twisted turn.
Yeah, look, it does. And again, it really does touch on this whole immigrant experience and those, I guess, refugees that are seeking refuge from a country that is war-torn, and there's virtually no hope for them to live a normal life. And our couple here, which are Bol and Rial, played by Soap Dirisu and Wunmoy Masaku, two new actors in my mind, and I hope I have said their names right. But look, impressive performers. My understanding is that they are English-based performers with a Sudanese background. And look, they do a great job, and they work really well together on screen, and they get put into one of these really grungy English, I guess, commune-type houses, or one of those shared kind of estate homes that you see a lot in films in the UK. It doesn't make it look too appealing to go over there and live. But, yeah, look, it's all about that experience. Not only are they struggling with living in a new country, they're struggling with some really traumatic experience they've had just to get to England. And then, on top of it, their house does not seem to be like they're alone. So you've got this otherworldly type presence or something going on there that adds to their troubles.
Looking at the credits list, I see Matt Smith, former Doctor Who there.
Yeah, Matt Smith does play a small role in the film, and he doesn't have a lot to do, but you can see that someone of his probably esteem and his credentials saw the potential in this film and jumped on board to help support it. So anyone looking just to go in for a pure horror like The Conjuring or something along those lines would be definitely disappointed, but it's a slow burn and does have some really nice moments, even if sometimes the mix of horror and drama doesn't work 100%.
So what's your rating for His House on Netflix?
I think this is a debut that makes us look at Remy Weeks as a director to keep a close eye on. I'm going to give this one 3 prying neighbours out of 5. Got some great moments. I probably did like it a little less than some others, so I might be alone in this one, but it's getting some good notice from around the world and creating quite a bit of hype in the horror stakes.
Well, I'm not a huge horror fan, but it didn't sound like it's going to scare the pants off me, so I'll have a look at His House over the weekend. Eddie, as always, thank you for joining us for another Majestic movie review.
No problems at all, Andrew. Thank you.